between a father and his daughter, home of the artisan's pen, where the counting never really stops.
Today, we're looking at a devotional series from A.B. Silence Ministries that walks the ancient practice of counting the Omer through a Christian lens. 7 weeks, 7 spiritual attributes, and what it looks like to actually live them.
Let's start with the series itself and what it's asking of the reader.
The central question here is what it means to treat a 49-day spiritual count not as a calendar exercise, but as a genuine process of becoming. And this series makes the case that each week's attribute is something you inhabit, not just study.
The post describes the first book in the series, A Chesed Lifestyle, and frames the whole project this way. This is not just a study. It is a daily walk, a slowing down, a noticing, a becoming. And in this first week, everything begins with love.
So the upshot is that loving kindness isn't a concept to analyze. It's a posture to develop over 7 days of lived reflection. That sets the tone for everything that follows.
And the series doesn't stay soft. Week two, A Gevurah Lifestyle, moves into discipline and boundaries. And the framing there is pointed. Sometimes growth is not found in doing more. Sometimes it is found in learning restraint.
Week three, A Tiferet Lifestyle, takes up balance and truth, exploring how seemingly opposite qualities like grace and strength or discipline and compassion can work together rather than cancel each other out.
That's the thing the series keeps returning to, tension as the actual site of growth, not an obstacle to it.
Weeks four and five extend that. A Netzach lifestyle centers on endurance, the quiet consistency required to remain faithful when the journey feels long. A Hod lifestyle follows with humility and surrender, and makes the case that humility is not weakness, but, as the book puts it, strength submitted to purpose.
Week six, A Yisod lifestyle shifts to connection and alignment, examining the foundations beneath relationships, emotions, and spiritual practice. And then week seven, Malchut, asks the question the whole series has been building toward. What happens when the counting ends?
The answer the final Omer volume offers is that the attributes don't disappear on day 49. They continue shaping how you love, endure, and walk with others. And there's a companion book called Stay, The Mystery of the Eighth Day, that picks up exactly there, exploring what scripture calls the reader to after completion, the pattern of remaining beyond the moment of breakthrough.
7 weeks of slowing down, and then a whole book about not leaving.
The series, taken together, frames transformation as something visible in ordinary life, not a spiritual state you arrive at, but one you keep walking out.
Which makes the counting less of a finish line and more of a practice.
What stays with me is the insistence that growth happens in the tension between discipline and compassion, endurance and rest, completion and continuation.
49 days to build something. And then the real question, will you stay with what was built?